This is Dennis, and we're going to do the goal setting for yet another year. I appreciate the fact that you have made it to 4 years, and you're now listening to this after having been a student of Guitar Lessons Ithaca for at least 4 years, and I appreciate your loyalty. Presumably, you've stuck around because you've seen results, and that's the name of the game. The name of the game is results and having fun. So, now that you've gotten some results, and hopefully those results are way more than what you thought was possible 4 years ago or longer, then now I invite you to think about what it could be like 4 years from now. Let's say 5 years from now, because it's a nice round number. So yes, you're going to go through the goal setting for the 1 year with Tom Hess's audio, as I do every year. But this year, I want to invite you to think about a bigger picture. You know, 4 years, think about it. It wasn't that long compared to the rest of your life. And you've heard me say this before, but now you can actually experience what it's like. That, you know, Dennis is right. It wasn't that long, and now I have all these great guitar skills for the rest of my life. Well, how can you imagine what you're going to be able to do 4-5 years from now? And what does that vision really look like? I think most of us set goals that are too small. You know, we work every day, and we try not to overwhelm ourselves, so we try and keep it small. And I'm not saying you shouldn't plan small. There's a difference between planning in small steps and doing small steps and having a great big vision. One of the books I read this past year, or maybe it was 2 years ago, was called Think Big. The Think Big Manifesto, I think it's called. Yeah, it's called The Think Big Manifesto by Michael Port, which I recommend. But I'm going to actually read you some selections right now from a book by Robert Kiyosaki. And he's talking about how fear of failure is the number one thing that cripples people in making long-term success. Now, of course, he happens to be referring to in the business world, but of course it applies to anything you want in life. He says the top five biggest obstacles to success are fear, cynicism, laziness, bad habits, and arrogance. Now, you obviously don't have cynicism because you wouldn't have been here for 4 years. You wouldn't, if you didn't believe the program, that you personally could work. It's not just believing in Guitar Lessons Ithaca, it's believing in yourself, you know, but that's a whole nother story. You don't have cynicism in yourself. You believe you can do it, and you've stayed here, and you've proven to yourself that you can do it. You obviously don't have, number three, laziness, because you've been working hard, and you wouldn't have lasted this long with me, because I wouldn't have put up with that, haha. And you don't have bad habits. You may have, you know, small bad habits, but overall you don't have bad habits. I would have helped you out with that a long time ago. And you don't have arrogance, because it doesn't work. That type of student never works out long term. So I know for a fact that you don't have the other numbers 2, 3, 4, and 5. Do you have fear? I'm not saying you do, but is it possible that your thinking is too small in setting your vision for your musical life for the next 5 years and beyond that, 10 years, 20 years? All right, now I'm going to paraphrase stuff from this book.